Hello and welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of Monkey Man. Brand new film, just out in theaters, checked it out, wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now the film tells the story of a young man who is seeking vengeance. He is seeking vengeance not only for himself but for his mother, who was killed at the hands of a corrupt cop who was basically running amok and doing the bidding of this religious leader who is wanting to take over everything. And so the kid, who is the protagonist, seeks vengeance and wanting to get back what was taken from him. And that's really the premise of the film. I was interested in seeing the film because I saw the trailer for it and it looked interesting. And I'm a huge fan of Dev Patel, who is the star of the film. He plays the kid. He also wrote the film and directed the film. And so I was interested in checking it out. It looked interesting. It was a film that reminded me of John Wick. It reminded me of Jason Statham films. And so I was like, and it was from a fresh perspective, given it's rooted in Indian culture and set and based in India. And so I thought I'd give it a chance and check it out and see what I thought. And after walking out of the theater, I thought it was a good film. I appreciated its freshness. Like I said, it's unique. It's, even though it's very much in the vein of a vigilante revenge film, it has freshness to it. I think, again, because of the setting and the background and everything, it feels different. And so because of that, it kept me interested in it throughout the film. I thought that Dev did a great job with his performance. I think he knew what he wanted to do with the film. And so it shows with the action sequences, with the storyline, with everything that went along with it. I thought that he did a good job with that. I really liked the cast. Besides him, the only one other character actor that I knew was Charlton Copley, who I know from the A-Team film where he played Murdoch. He was recently in Beast, which is a very underrated Idris Elba film. And then he was also in like District 9 and some of those films as well. But those two were really the only actors that I knew in this film. Everybody else I didn't know, but I, to me, that whether I know an actor or not know an actor, as long as they give good performances, that's really the important thing. And I feel like that these actors as a whole, the cast, I thought did a good job. Really, the only two complaints that I had with this film, one was a major one and one was a minor one. The major one was, and this is a problem I have with a lot of action films, is the heavy reliance on shaky cam. I am not a fan of shaky cam. I think that I've mentioned that several times on the podcast about how shaky cam, if it's overused, can really be a detriment. And I feel like that there were, it didn't get to a point where it was excessive, but there was a point where it got to be a little bit too much shaky cam. And I feel like that it almost took away from some of the fight sequences. But that's just a personal preference. I know some people don't mind shaky cam action, but for me personally, I'm like, you can still get your fight sequences in without having to do a bunch of shaky cam action. But really, that was the only major problem I had with the film. And then the minor one was, there was one character who knew Kid early in the film. And then when Kid becomes a vigilante and, goes on the run, there's never really any mention about the police or anybody or the authorities looking into this one character about finding out where the kid is. And so that, but that's really a minor, like, storyline thing and really has nothing, you know, major to do with the film. But that was just the kind of a minor narrative thing that I was kind of like, they could have done a better job explaining that away. But overall, I really enjoyed the cinematography. I thought there were some beautiful shots. There's one, like, you see it in the trailer where kid is coming out of the elevator and it's red and black and everything. And they use that for the poster as well. That shot, that's a beautiful shot. That was really impressive. There were several other shots where it was just very well lit, very well done, which is interesting because there's not a lot of color to the film. I mean, there is at points, but then there are other points where it is very dark and gritty, and I guess it's to reflect the environment of the inner city, that area of the city where the majority of the film takes place in. So, and I guess also to contrast it with the country and the vibrant colors and nature and everything like that. But yeah, I thought the cinematography, aside from shaky cam moments with some of the fight sequences, was very well done. I really, really loved the music. I thought the music was very well done. There were a couple of needle drops that were just impressive, especially there were two remixed songs, one Police song and one Jefferson Airplane song, that I thought were very well done, and really enjoyed those. Those were probably some of my favorite musical elements. But I thought the music as a whole, it really felt like an Indian Bollywood kind of a film, and had those elements in it and had that feel to it, and I really was appropriate for a film like this. And so I thought that went along with the action sequences. I thought that was very well done. Really enjoyed that. And like I said, mentioned the cast. I thought that the cast did a good job of conveying everything that was going on in the film. I will say this, though, if you are someone that's not a fan of subtitles, there is a lot of subtitles in the film. Granted, again, because it's, you know, wanting to be authentic to the area and where they're at. So just know that there are subtitles for probably half of the film at least. So, and there, you know, there are a lot of scenes where it's just, you know, subtitles. And so but I'm one that I'm perfectly comfortable with subtitles. That's not an issue with me, you know, someone who watches anime all the time. So subtitles are not an issue for me, but if that's something that, you know, you're not used to or anything like that, just know that that's there. And like I said, this film is very much a John Wick, Jason Statham, there were elements to me, it felt like, of Nolan's Batman Begins with some of the storyline beats. But it is very much like that. And so you should know going in that if you are looking for a John Wick type film, this is very much a John Wick type film. This is very much a Jason Statham revenge kind of film. And like I said, it's different because of the story elements and the setting and everything like that. And, you know, for that, I definitely give it kudos because, like, again, it feels fresh. It feels interesting. And so, overall, I like the film. Like I said, there, the shaky cam elements, there are a couple of narrative beats that, I think could have been tightened up a little bit better. So I wouldn't say that it's like my favorite film of, you know, this genre, but I really did appreciate it, really did enjoy it. And I saw it on Dolby Cinema. And so, like I said, the music was just banging. you can really feel those elements, and then just the action sequences when it's not in shaky cam, and when it's just the cinematography was very well done, very beautiful, seeing it on that kind of a screen. So overall, I would say if you're someone who is of those action films, those John Wick type films, again, that's probably the best comparison that there is to John Wick. I would say if you enjoy those films, I think you'll enjoy this one. And again, shout out to Dev Patel. He did a tremendous job to direct this film, write this film, act in this film, especially with some of the fight sequences that he does in this film. Definitely kudos to him for this performance. And I hope that he gets more opportunities to direct and to write, because I feel like that, as a freshman, opportunity here, I thought that he did a really good job, and I feel like that just getting more opportunities, I feel like he'll even get better at it. So that's my thoughts on Monkey Man. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that like button, hitting that follow button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. If you would, search us out, hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, leave a written review, and share the podcast around and let others know about the Screen Nerds Podcast. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.